at that.
Results from soil samples taken last fall indicate a large percentage of acres have damaging levels of soybean cyst nematode. BASF product manager Jeremiah Mullock says over 500 sample kits were sampled last fall.
So 75% of those fields where we sampled had SCN present, with average egg counts at a damaging level over 2,000 eggs per 100 cc of soil, which would warrant a grower needing to take action. Specifically, whenever we look at, you know, that population in those eggs, you know, over 50% of those samples had an egg level that would require a grower to take action and plan accordingly.
And farmers can help combat soybean cyst nematode by using a seed treatment.
Obviously, growing a resistant variety is still important. Adding in a seed treatment like Olivo for additional protection and yield, you know, protecting that nematode from entering the root system and lessening that damage and increasing yield potentials. And even if those egg counts are high enough, probably one of those things to consider is, you know, rotating to a crop where cysts are not going to feed and increase those populations. So corn, soybean rotations are an excellent rotation to think about, where you can reduce that population to where it's more economical and those eggs from SCN actually will decrease, and you can think about growing soybeans that following year.
You're listening to the Red